Wagner fans rejoice. Queen City Chamber Opera opens its season with the first act of Richard Wagner's Siegfried. The company's intrepid artistic director, Isaac Selya, is here, along with Jim Sluffman from the Wagner Society. Welcome back.
Thank you, Ann.
When we last saw Queen City Chamber Opera, the company was performing the first act of Die Walküre, which is the second part of Wagner's epic Ring cycle. So where are we now, Isaac?
Siegfried takes place right after Walküre. In Walküre, we had Siegmund and Sieglinde, twins who had been separated and then reconvened both physically and romantically, and had Siegfried, who, for very, very complicated plot reasons, is going to be the pawn of Wotan, the Lord of the Gods, in winning some treasure from Fafnir, a giant transformed into a dragon. So in Siegfried, he's living with Mima, a dwarf, and most of the first act centers on the need to forge Notung, a very powerful sword.
And this is, again, a chamber sort of piece, which defies what one's expectations might be of a Wagner opera, because, again, we have three singers, only this time they're all male.
All male cast of two tenors, one Helden tenor, one normal tenor, and one bass. And it's a pretty small, intimate setting. Contrary to what we think of Wagner, the maximalist with big music, big sets. The music's still pretty big, but we're going to pull it off with a 40-piece orchestra.
Well, tell us about who your singers are, because this Siegfried is considered, of all the roles in opera, all of them, Siegfried is the one that just wears them out.
Yeah, it's really, you need someone with just superhuman anatomy for it. And we've got a guy, Matt Schimperle, who graduated from CCM 4 years ago and has been working at Whole Foods since then. And I think the life cycle of the Helden tenor is that you just have to kind of wait until your voice is ready to even try these things. So many times they start off as a baritone and they kind of transition into tenor repertoire. And as their voice develops, it's hard to get a chance just to try these things out. So this is a good way for him to get his feet wet with a single act, just to get through it.
All right. Other cast members.
Singing the role of Mima, we have M. Andrew Jones, also a CCM graduate who's been singing in the area. I think he's singing with Dayton Opera in their Magic Flute production. He's sung with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra in their Rake's Progress production. And Mima is an incredibly virtuosic role, where he's on stage the whole time. He's got a lot of words, some of which Wagner made up in German. He has to sing a lot of patter. He has the widest range of any character I've ever seen. It's really a virtuosic role, and Andrew's doing a fantastic job.
And then we have the Wanderer.
The Wanderer, with Wotan in disguise, is being sung by Tim Bruno, also a CCM opera graduate, who has been singing smaller roles with a lot of companies in the Midwest. And he's actually recently sang Wotan in Walküre with, I think, St. Louis Winter Opera. So he's slowly getting into Wagner, and this is another role that's good entry-level Wagner.
Jim, this is, again, another partnership with Queen City Chamber Opera, and you're going to be directing this, correct?
Yes, I am.
How do you go with Anna Russell's description of Siegfried? Is very young, very brave, very handsome, and very stupid.
Yes, and foolish and immature, but he grows as a character before your very eyes. And the first scene, there's a tremendous psychological battle going on between his surrogate parent, Mima, as he tries to really define himself. And then he, of course, forges the sword, which is really the forging of the hero. The sword is a metaphor for the creation of the self. So he's exploring his origins. He's exploring who he is as a person. And just a tremendous thing to watch. It's very intimate and very psychological.
Yes, because he does ask Mima about his parents. He wants to know who they are.
Yes, and then there's a wonderful motif that is love in nature. And of course, he's talking about how he observes the animals, the wolves, and their children look like them. And he's noticed that with the birds and all the others. He's just wondering, why is it that he doesn't look like Mima? He's seen his reflection in the stream, and he's, wow, there's something, a mess here. We must clarify. And so the clarification takes place.
And for anybody who follows The Ring, who knows it, that's a wonderful reflection back to Walküre when Sieglinde says to Siegmund, I've looked at my face in the brook, and you look like me.
Yes, it is. And it's very exciting how it all unfolds. And in the central scene, you have the Wanderer come in, and it slows down the pace a bit. And there's, of course, riddles that have to be solved.
20 questions.
Heads, that's right. Heads are wagered. And the spear, of course, is discussed and looked at part. And it shows the power of Votan. And it is diminishing at that point because the deals are too great to uphold. But it moves very nice. And then, of course, the final scene is the forging scene, which is a true to metallurgical arts. And it's a very exciting. It builds with tremendous power and finishes the whole thing off.
And as you say, it's a very dramatic scene. Are you going to have an actual forge?
Oh,
how are you going to do this?
We have a forge. It has a glow box that reflects up as he pulls on the bellows there to fire up the flames. And it's very exciting. There's also an anvil on a stump. Trick being there at the very end, it has to come apart into two parts.
Die Walküre was an astoundingly impressive performance on so many counts. And for me, as great as the singing was, it was the orchestra that was just breathtaking. And what a great ensemble that is, Isaac.
Yeah, I'm incredibly grateful to work with him. I don't know where he found these people, but it can only happen in Cincinnati. You have a top-level conservatory that produces a lot of students who stay in the area because it's very livable. And many of them are just looking for work in their field. So I have my pick of like a great brass section, a great violin section. I really feel spoiled to get to work with an orchestra like that.
I'm sure it's something that they don't have much opportunity to play Wagner. And so for the brass, as you said.
Yeah, the trombones were telling me that the Ride of the Valkyries that we did last time as an encore is an excerpt that they practiced their entire lives because it's on every audition. But they've never actually played it in performance. So they said, hey, I actually get to play it? Yeah, sure, sign me up.
You think you're going to encore it again?
Probably not this time.
Well, slightly off topic, Isaac, you've been getting an awful lot of great press lately. Musical America Online named you their new Artist of the Month for September. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's been a lot of work to put this company together. It's good to get a little bit of recognition for the artists as well, and I'm hoping that'll continue to draw more attention to Cincinnati, to what we're doing here.
What's on for the rest of your season?
After Siegfried, which takes place October 24th and 26th, we have The Abduction from the Seraglio, March 13th and 15th.
And all of this is performed at the Dunham Arts Center?
All the Dunham Arts Center on the west side.
This is your new home.
That's our home, yeah.
Jim, how else is the Wagner Society cooperating with Queen City Chamber Opera?
Well, we're involved in all aspects of the production. Very excited about that. We're also helping with some marketing and some other activities that come along with it.
Isaac, are you cooperating with any other companies to get props, to get any kind of extra help?
Cincinnati Opera has actually been incredibly helpful. They have a warehouse of props near the Museum Center, actually. It's just full of all the productions they've done, props, set pieces. And Glenn Plott lets us go down there and just kind of walk through and pull out small props that would be helpful for us to use. They have this mailing list. They send out an email. I think it's called Opera All Around. And they've been very helpful in just sending out word about our productions and those. So we're very grateful to Cincinnati Opera for all their help.
Well, we are so looking forward to your new season. I want to thank you, Isaac Celia, Artistic Director of Queen City Chamber Opera, and Jim Sluffman, President of the Cincinnati Wagner Society. The company presents Act One of Wagner's Siegfried on Friday, October 24th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 26th at 3 p.m. at the Dunham Arts Center in Price Hill. It may be sold out, but you can still find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
Verfluchtes Licht, was flammert die Luft. Was flackert und flackert, was flimmert und schiert, was wittert und fiebt und wabert und hier. Dort dimmert und blitzt in der Sonne Glut, was säuselt und flackert.